Thank you. Good morning to our conference call on the first quarter results. All in all, the first quarter was unspectacular, but I think we both solid figures. As you all know, the only highlight was the acquisition of the 50% stake from Arcandor in our City Point in Kassel. Total investment volume of €53 million. Hertie has left in mid-February, and they are now reconstructing the whole Hertie department store within the shopping center, almost 7,000 square meter selling area that is split into 8 new shops that are all let, and completion is expected until November. This year, net investment roughly €5.1 million. The share price underperformed clearly with minus 12% the EPRA index and the MDAX index as well year to date. That is disappointing in our view, since the EuroShop share trades on an FFO yield of 7%, and we clearly believe that the share is undervalued. Financials, revenue increased by 18%, net operating income by 20%, FFO per share by 16%. Total equity only plus 2%, interest-bearing debt due to the Kassel effect plus 6%, total assets plus 4%. Equity ratio decreased slightly to 47.6%, and the loan-to-value ratio increased slightly to 47.1%, mainly due to the Kassel effect. The balance sheet non-current assets increased by 71 million, out of which Kassel was 17 million, so all in all, the Kassel effect. Current assets increased by 6.4 million, but receivables are down from 2.7 million by the end of 08 to 1.8 million by the end of the quarter, so that's quite good. The bank debt increased by 54 million, that's more or less only the Kassel effect. Deferred taxes increased due to the taxes on deferred taxes on the profit. Other liabilities slightly increased. So overall, 77.7 million plus. Profit and loss account, the revenue, I will explain, plus 18%, as already mentioned. Property operating and management costs decreased from 13.4% to 12.3%. That is mainly due to the opening costs of Harman. Why that has decreased relatively, which fall into the first quarter of 08. EBIT plus 90%, we will have a bridge and see a bridge. Net interest expense lower, also explained by a bridge. The attributable profit to limited partners also increased. We will see that within the net finance cost. The measurement gains, unexpected, plus 16.8 million euro. That is mainly a currency effect and an IFRS 3 lucky buy effect from Kassel, where we realized the book gain on the 50% share of 5.6 million euro. The revenue bridge. The contribution of Harman and Passau, as well as the 60% of Kassel, amounted to 4.4 million euro revenue-wise, and the like-for-like rental growth was 2% or 500,000 euro to 31.8 million euro. Net finance costs, income from investments a little higher, that was due to the bookkeeping effect, the one-off effect. Because last year we changed the way to pay out the dividends from Wroclaw. Interest income was clearly lower. The additional finance costs, interest expense for Kassel, Passau and Harman amounted to 1.9 million, and the minority profit share increased by 700,000, which is mainly due to Passau, where we've got a 25% minority shareholder, and on the SPV level, we are 100% equity finance. Our debt finance is through the holding company. So 25% profit means 25% of the EBIT, and that's why this profit share is quite remarkable. EBT, the valuation result, the net result amounts to 15.6 million euro after minorities, so operating increase was 14% or 1.7 million plus. Finally, profit bridge. Variation after taxes amounted to 12.7 million plus, and operating profit after taxes increased by 15% to plus 1.5 million to 24.4 million. Let's come to the outlook. After a solid first quarter, we stick to our forecast that you all know and which you can read on the slide. As mentioned, receivables are still very low, so the money comes in. Retail sales figures for the first quarter 2009 were okay. In our German shopping centers, retailers had a slight decrease of 1.3%, varying from 3% plus in Hamburg and 4.5% minus in Kassel. Rent-to-sales ratio have widened a little and are now between 6% and slightly below 10%, so still okay and not frightening. In our foreign shopping centers, sales declined by 1%, so in total we are at minus 1.2% for the first quarter. The picture outside Germany was mixed. Austria had a plus of 2.6%, Hungary a minus of 8.5% in per rent, and 20% minus on a euro basis. In Poland, it was on average a zero in zloty, but a minus of 18% in euro. The losses of Wroclaw were compensated by the growth in Gdańsk. Nevertheless, we are not yet concerned about Poland and Hungary because the rent-to-sales ratio in Hungary is at a low 6.4% on euro basis, and in Poland around 9%, which is still okay because one property is still developing. On the financing side, we make good progress on the prolongation of the 50 million euro that expire in October. In addition, further 80 million euro that expire in 2013 only are also under negotiation. All in all, we are optimistic to close that on time, and from today's perspective, it would have a positive effect on average interest costs. Main-Taunus and Dresden extension will be finally decided end of second quarter. Dresden is 50% debt financed long-term, and our equity share of 50% will be financed as long as necessary through our credit line. For Main-Taunus Zentrum, we are currently gathering offers from some banks, and we are also optimistic that we will close that on time. So overall, we are still relaxed. We are all faced with risk in these days. But in our case, all risks are split over 16 properties, and that dilutes any single risk that may become effective in one or the other place during this year. The share price trades on a 7% FFO yield, so that in my view, there are more chances than risk in investing into Deutsche Euroshop. Thank you for listening, and I would welcome any questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 for your question now. We take our first question from Thomas van der Meij with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. A few questions from my side, if I may. Could you give us an indication how sales growth have been in your centers year-to-date? Which retail sectors performed good and which were lagging? And furthermore, have you seen any tenant defaults so far?
Okay. Thank you for the question. Well, I think I gave already the indication regarding sales development, and I will repeat that. Certainly, that overall in Germany we had a slight decrease of 1.3% that varied from 3% plus in Hamburg and 4.5 minus in Kassel, which is clear because 7,000 square meter are not operated currently. Rent to sales ratio have widened to between 6% and slightly below 10%, which we think is still okay and not frightening. Foreign shopping centers declined by 1%, so overall we are at minus 1.2% for the quarter. Austria had a plus of 2.6%, trade somehow below 8% rent-to-sales ratio. Hungary, minus 8.5% in full rent, and 20% on euro basis. Poland was on average zero in zloty, but and on euro basis, a minus of 18%. Is that okay?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, the overall number.
The tenants, the development between the single segments, I really can't answer because we just got these figures recently and we made our statistics, but we haven't seen the turnovers in detail. And tenant default, fortunately, as mentioned, receivables decreased. It takes a little longer. It takes a month to get the rent in Hungary and Poland, but it still gets in. And we haven't seen any major tenant defaults. There were probably one, two, three in the first quarter, but little chains or little shops which are released.
Okay, thanks. One additional question. In your interim report, you stated new investments remain on hold. We saw a sale of Hammerson yesterday at 8% yield. Is it something you are looking at, as it is above your long-term yield target?
Well, I'm happy for this question, because I made some thoughts, but I would say if somebody raised this question. Well, this Forum Stieglitz deal, first of all, I must say it's a great management decision of Hammerson. I would have decided the same way. I think the acquirer is the acquirer of the last resort. It's a very old lady, built in 1970, was the first shopping center in Berlin in an excellent location, absolutely excellent location, but up to date, next to that place is another shopping center, and about 500 to 800 meters away is a larger shopping center that is 5 years old, and somewhere in between of those, a new shopping center is developed by or constructed by Multi Development with 70,000 square meter additional and new retail space, and I doubt that people like H&M won't move to that place. So for Hammerson, it's a good deal, and the buyer is an opportunity buyer. He knows that he takes risks, and I wish him all the best. That's my comment on this deal. This 8% doesn't mean anything to us.
Okay, thanks, but taking the other centers away, if there's a shopping center offered for 8% yield, are you looking at that?
No. Well, because otherwise I wouldn't welcome the decision of Hammerson, because it's a property, a six-story property with 32,000 square meter leasable space. And since there is a fitness center and stuff like that in there, you might have levels for retail that are somewhere between 5,000 and 5,500 square meters. And that is not sufficient to get the people five stories upwards. And you can't solve this problem because of the layout of the building.
But you're not looking at acquisitions at all. And if you are, what's the required initial yield you're looking at?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Are you not looking at acquisitions at all? And if you are, what's the required initial yield you're looking at?
As you know, I mean, we say that always when these kind of questions arise every 3 weeks, that we are in a very solid position, and we don't see any pressure to move forward very fast because financing must be in place. We are solid and we stay solid. So that is why we look at things, and we like to look at things to get a feeling and a flavor of what is in the market, but we don't follow any acquisition realistically. So that's why I can't give you any yield indication.
Okay, thanks. But do you expect the yield on the Hammerson deal, does any influences on your portfolio valuation?
Well, not at all. Well, I go to real estate brokers, you know, the German market, asked them for the deal and let them compare with our portfolio. Everybody would confirm that this doesn't have any effect on our valuation. But if you're looking for losses in the valuation, we also said in our annual report that if world won't change until the end of the year, we will show losses on the valuation side, and that is still okay as long as the cash comes in, and that is the case with Deutsche Euroshop.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from Georg Kanders with West LB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question on your dividend outlook. You say you're optimistic to pay a stable dividend for 1.05 per share. Does it mean this is a minimum, or does this really mean that currently your intention is to keep the dividend stable?
Well, at least, as you know, at least stable. I mean, we have an FFO yield of 7%, the free cash flow yield, as you know from former times, which is the cash return on equity available and distributable to shareholders on the holding level. On that level, it's 6.5% cash. If you compare that with 1.05 euro, you can imagine that this is at least the figure we would like to pay also in the future. There is enough cushion that we can't afford to pay that.
Yeah, but the question I have, is there a chance or a reasonable chance, I would say, that you would raise the dividend, or would you now, taking this time, take a more cautious view and say, okay, we will pay the stable dividend and take some money for smaller investments?
Well, we certainly finance smaller investments with the cash flow, but that is independent because the amounts we are talking about, we retain are something like 10 million. We can do really only smaller investments, but that's why we are always in favor of a dividend increase. But today is the 14th of May, and we can discuss that by the end of the year, but not earlier.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Our next question will come from Rick Tevort with Rabobank Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the depreciation of the Polish zloty and the Hungarian forint. You stated it resulted in an unrealized currency gain. Can you please elaborate a little bit how that works? Is that due to financial derivatives or currency derivatives, and you know what the exact details are?
Well, I will try to explain it. We discussed that earlier here in-house. It is almost impossible to be 100% sure that you all will understand it. It's a real stupid issue, and you are all heavily welcome to call me up, because then we go through the Q1 report. There I can show you why that happens, because it's a zero. On the balance sheet, it is a zero effect. We realize due to the sloppy bookkeeping there and the translation into the euro, and that goes back and forth, we realize in sloppy and Hungarian forint a plus, and that is treated as a profit under IFRS. On the other side, we have a decrease if you take the currency gain of 14.6 million and reduce it by the minority part of that profit, because 26% in Gdansk is owned by third parties. If you deduct that, you come up with a figure somehow 12.8 million euro. And you can see that if you go into the change in equity, you can see that 12.8 million euro is deducted from equity, but that is P&L neutral. It's a very so. It's in effect, it's a zero effect, but we have to treat that currency difference on the one side as a profit.
Yeah, and these swings, can they impact your recurring income
somehow? No, not at all. It is just a bookkeeping effect. And as you can see, that the balance sheet doesn't change. In general, if you realize a profit, the balance sheet must go up because some cash comes in. This is not cash effective.
Right, and even for your debt covenants, this can never be an issue.
No, because we don't have any debt covenants on the holding level that really would affect that. So that is not an issue for us, the financing side.
All right, that's clear.
And bookkeeping effect.
Yeah, then my second.
A lot, and we are investigating again, because we never could talk of such dimensions of this effect, but that is due to the fact that almost 10% of our balance sheet is Gdansk, so that has a major other effect than the little thing in Hungary, which is one of our smallest investments there. So that, we are investigating possibilities to avoid that.
Right. Okay.
I'm not sure whether we will be successful in that because IFRS is IFRS.
Sure, yeah, I know. Then my next question, just to make sure, for your standing portfolio, you have not done a revaluation, I assume?
No, we do that, fortunately, only once a year, and I think that is sufficient.
Yeah. And then my third question, that's regarding the rental markets and your tenants. Do you get increasingly requests from tenants that want to renegotiate the rents and are kind of using the news on the recession and the forecast to try to get a better deal?
Well, fortunately, we are fully let on the retail side, so there are very, very few negotiations all in all. Our tenants, to my knowledge, have not asked for any rent reduction. And if you look at the rent-to-sales ratios, that may explain that. There are no shopping centers that are on a not profitable basis in terms of rent-to-sales ratio.
Okay.
Certainly, if you come to 10%, you won't earn that much money, but you still earn money.
Yeah, and
there are no negotiations. If you had to, for new contracts with larger tenants, you certainly have longer discussions, I assume.
Yeah, and if these requests would come, you know, say that the economy is going to deteriorate further and they're actually going to feel it in their sales as well, do you have a certain strategy how to deal with that?
Well, due to the fact that there are 16 shopping centers and so many different tenants, that is a problem that will be handled. We haven't seen that in the past. And first of all, and overall, we have 10 years lease contracts or 5 years remaining period, whatever, but we have existing lease contracts. And first of all, the tenants have to fulfill the lease contracts, and only if they are impossible and close to insolvency, you have to decide what you are doing to make in this respect.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's not a general rule of thumb, as we have seen, for example, in the Hammersen, if I may add that to the Hammersen, the net rental income of that place was 3.8 million compared to 70 million purchase price, was a 5.4% cash yield. Because of rent-free periods and stuff like that, we haven't seen that so far in my 15 years in this business, and I haven't seen that so far.
Okay.
Only in very, very specific cases.
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right. Thank you for the answers.
We now move to Burkhard Zawadzki with Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I've got only one question. This refers to your Kassel Shopping Center, the revaluation gain you booked there. You mentioned that you considered it as a lucky buy. So the write-up is it just due to a change of a discount rate, or do you also have taken into account some future operational improvements, such as a higher rental income, into this revaluation gain?
Well, the revaluation gain is something that is natural because we had already this shopping center, at least 40% of it, under investment property. So 60% are added on 1st January. Of that property, so that we now have 100% of that property in our books, and that was the valuation of December 2008, and that's the difference. It's a difference of 8.1 million, but 2.5 million is the investment share for the restructuring this year of Karstadt, and that is already offset in the first quarter. So it's 5.6% net, and I don't see a major risk if you change valuation with a healthy tenant to a valuation where Hertie is out and you've got eight new tenants and inter alia it's H&M, and I think that should not be negative for this for the valuation. Rental increase is not that big. I don't have the number in mind, but the net operating income effect is okay. We have a 5% yield on this additional investment. That is not spectacular, but that is perhaps a little compensated by the fact that we purchased something at a very good price. Also not a market price. I wouldn't see that as the market price because there was only one possible acquirer for this for these shares.
But do you see a future operational performance already reflected in this valuation as Hertie is moving out and you're reletting it at a higher price?
That is not in there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The next question will come from Dieter Hein with Fair Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Herr Böge and Herr Kiss. I have three questions, if I may. First two regarding your first quarter results and the last more strategic one. The first accounting question for the first quarter, I think you more or less answered, but I still want to make sure that I understood it right. You mentioned your measurement gains, this unrealized currency gains of 14.6 million, which is part of the income statement, and you have to match it with economically with the translation effects you book directly into equity. Is it right that you must to do it this way and can't match it on the income statement side?
No, unfortunately, to our knowledge, unfortunately not. There is a slight chance, but it's which we are currently investigating, but which would mean a totally different way of bookkeeping on the SPV level. So in Poland, we would need a euro bookkeeping for any little thing. Then we probably could prevent that, but we are investigating that. But the way we are doing it is the normal way, and there are also other companies. I've heard that Adidas must have the same problem with their in their first quarter results, a huge currency. I think it was a devaluation there in this case. In our case, it's a currency gain, and it's really a as mentioned, stupid issue. And go if you're interested in that, look at the P&L in the first quarter report. We are now obliged, since 2009, all listed companies are obliged to have a total income description there below the P&L, and there you can see that the currency effect is there, and then there's a cash flow hedge effect that is in any because it's hedge accounting, some debt is hedge accounting able. That has also an effect of 1.6 million minus. That is also only bookkeeping that is P&L neutral.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, give me a call later on, and then we can go through the details.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah?
The second question regarding measurement gains is that it includes as well 3.5 million minority interests. Why did you not book it at your item line profit attributable to limited partners?
Because that is the bookkeeping gain of our minority shareholders from the currency side. Only that valuation effect. It doesn't have anything to do with cash profit, and only the cash profit is shown as quasi interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last question. I appreciate it very much that you release concrete targets until 2010. Could you share with us your underlying economic environment scenario for the next 2 years, or from another angle, is for you economic scenario thinkable that you have to downgrade your targets until 2010 in the current environment?
What do you mean by downgrade targets?
Yeah, so your forecast for 2009 and 2010
on the
revenue or pre-tax profit level.
No, there is no indication for that so far that we have to change anything. I mean, the economic view for the next 2 years, I would like to know not only the view, but what really happens within the next 2 years, but I would be more curious to know what happens in the next 6 months. So as people say, they are all working on site, but it means they are somewhere in the dust, and nobody really knows what happens. And in this environment, I feel very comfortable with our business.
Yeah, and it has obviously no impact on your forecast.
No, not yet.
Lucky guys. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question will come from Stefan van Meeren from Petercam. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Herr Berger. Stefan van Meeren, Petercam.
Good morning.
Two small questions. To what extent do you think you can benefit from the dropping Euribor this year? It seems that you're pretty much well hedged. Is there any chance that you can reduce your average interest rate? And the second question is, have you paid any corporate tax in Q1, because I see a large amount on tax due to revaluation results and currencies, etc., but nothing on the cash part. That's it.
Okay, starting with the second piece, you could see that also. If you go to through the details in the Q1 report, that there was a cash tax of somehow 22 or 28,000 euro. The remaining, the difference, if you look at the movement and the deferred taxes, and which is 5,228,000, I think, if I remember it right, and the taxes, so-called taxes, in the P&L, there's a difference of 22,000 euro.
Okay.
That's the cash tax. The second drop in Euribor, that's quite nice for us, because our credit line, So the pre-financing of Dresden and also the acquisition of the 50% shareholding in Kassel, we pay interest currently below 2%. So we profit from that, even though not on the long term on our long term loans, but on the short term loans. Not too much, but it's something.
Okay, so you haven't hedged those loans yet.
No, we haven't yet launched that because in the end that is equity that has to be financed.
Okay, and what's the total amount of credit lines which are not hedged?
That is, how much was it?
Total credit, 22 million euros.
22 million euro by the end of the quarter.
Okay. That's all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our next question will come from Serge Dimirjian with Oral. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Just a few questions, if I may. It was on the rent-to-sales ratio you communicated. I think that if I understand correctly, you mentioned a range from 6 to 10%. And if I understand correctly, it was only for Germany. Do you have these figures for Hungary and Poland? As in my view, these countries are suffering the most, so it might be interesting to have this.
Well, it's Poland and Hungary are in this range. And I mentioned that also in my outlook, that 6 to 10% is the rent-to-sales ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hungarian one trades on 6.4%, so at the lower end of the overall range, and Poland is at about 9% on average.
Okay.
They are not too far from each other away.
Okay, so even in these countries, you don't have any tenants coming to see you to have decrease in rents?
No, there are more, some more that pay the rent only during the month and not on the third of the month.
Okay.
But by the end of the month, the money is in.
Okay, but the contracts are paid in euro, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, it's the problem. That's the rents on euro basis in the end increased by the rent to sales ratio increased by 20% for the tenants in Hungary and by 18% in Poland. That's quite a bit, but fortunately, if you have 6.3%, that is a very very healthy property, and they are back to the time of 2006 to 2007, where they also earned money, but it's
okay.
Not as much as before.
Okay. One last question. It's on ECE. Do you have information coming from them on the tenant situation, or of course their managing portfolio? Do you know how the tenants are doing? If there's much more default than in your portfolio?
I don't see any information that it overall it is different to what we have within the portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and maybe
also on the leasing side, from what I hear, there are no major problems. It takes a little longer, but it still works. And that's all I can say to that.
And finally, how do you explain this clear difference situation between what we can see in continental Europe, Germany, and what we can see in the UK? Is it just a question of rental values, which were much more higher in the UK?
No, well, I hope nobody feels mad if I say that. If, in my view, the Brits, they like to play much more than the Germans in their thinking. And that's what you
okay.
can see also in the development of a real estate market. I just had a discussion with one of the larger real estate brokers, the European chief, on the retail side, and he also confirmed that he doesn't see many risks for us because it's a very good portfolio, and the German market from the demand side in terms of demand for properties and this kind of properties is big enough that we shouldn't worry about the valuation. And that is different to countries like the UK. They love to move dramatically upwards, and they love to dramatically go downwards. But it only takes place on the paper.
Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you very much for your answers.
You're welcome.
We now move to Jochen Rothenbacher with Equinet. Please go ahead.
Rothenbacher, Equinet, guten Morgen. I have just one bookkeeping question left regarding your CapEx. What CapEx could we expect for 2009 and 2010?
I just give you now a number. It must be something between 30 and 40 million euro for
together.
Mein Taunuszentrum and Dresden mainly, and then these little things there in Kassel, 5 million and which is not yet totally in our P&L, but mostly, and 2 million in Hamm. It must be somewhere around 30 to 40 million.
For the 2 years together, so let's say 20 million.
For each year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. It appears there are no further questions, so I would like to hand the call back over to Mr. Böge for any closing remarks.
Well, thanks a lot for the interesting questions, and I hope I was able to answer all of them. I wish you all the best, and hear to you one day later. Goodbye.